Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey.
Yeah. Put me in that cruising mood.
Your host, Lena. Ooh, that music was sounding good, y'all. Almost forgot
girl,
to come
I'm
on there.
Girl, I'm tapping my toes, okay?
I'm telling you, it was sounding real good.
Yeah,
okay, let me bring my co-host on, Miss Vernice.
Hello, everyone.
And, of course, our switchboard operator and producer of Talk to Me, Miss Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're enjoying, for some of us, a three-day weekend.
Hey,
oh, that's
I got
right.
One.
It's a holiday,
I got
huh?
One.
Mm-hmm. I have no work tomorrow, so I am sleeping in.
I know that's right.
We were just talking about that.
Cherish it, girlfriend. Cherish it.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
The truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today we're going to, of course, if for you listening audience, if you've seen it's Law and Order today. And so we're going to have probation, police, lawyers, as well as judges on with us today. And we're going to kind of keep this local today. We're going to be discussing what's going on here in Washington, as well as in Seattle, our major city, having to do with crimes, decisions, and so forth. So we'll get into that a little bit later in the hour. For right now, as always, we do entertainment news. Come back, and Ms. Chabonet will give us a sports report of what's going on. But before we begin, we got to give a shout-out. So we got birthdays. Happy birthday to Demita, to Brenda, to my friends Trumps, to Amanda, Tamara, and Lil KK, otherwise known as Lil Sassy.
That's
and
right.
Happy anniversary. And happy anniversary to Lewis and Elaine. It's their 6 years together.
And
aww.
I have a shout-out birthday to my niece, Sabrina. Her birthday
okay.
Is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Sabrina. Right on.
Yes.
Right on. Well, anything else, ladies, before we begin? Any other
no, that's
oh,
all I have.
Should we announce Vernice, or do you want to wait till later?
We'll wait till later.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to begin with entertainment news, and down the hall is Vernice, so let's see what she got going, y'all.
Okay. Is it cheaper to keep her? This is the question being asked by L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant, who has been kissing his, yes, ma'am, to, who was seen kissing his soon-to-be ex-wife, Vanessa. Now, y'all, they got a picture of him doing this, okay? Vanessa filed for divorce in December, and it was agreed that she would get the three mansions, share custody of their two daughters, and get half his fortune to the tune of $75 million. Their divorce was supposed to be,
I said, well, all right then.
Well, wait a minute. Their divorce was supposed to be come final in June. But now they're on the brink of reconciling. Did somebody play Kobe, that classic Johnny Taylor song, and get him to think it?
Cheaper. But you know what? I'm going to say this about Kobe. Kobe probably really does love his wife. I don't doubt that he don't love her, but because he got married so young,
mm-hmm.
like Tiger Woods and some of the other ones, didn't
right.
go out there and kind of, you know what I mean, mess up, be wild and crazy and all that.
Get a chance to enjoy life.
And then they got married,
yeah.
and then they started doing these crazy behaviors
right.
within their marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's
they
what happens
did all
when
that
they're young and they think they're invincible, you know, and everything's okay and nobody will know, but they forgot that they were exposed to the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? They forgot about
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Maybe.
And that's the thing. They should enjoy for a while, you know.
Exactly.
Amen.
I'm not saying if you're a girlfriend or something beforehand, then yes. But if you're going into this single, enjoy it because you're getting ready to be famous. You're getting ready to be rich. You're getting
yeah.
ready to have everything thrown at you left and right. So,
right.
you know, get it out your system. That way,
mm-hmm.
when it is time for you to be with someone 100%,
mm-hmm.
married, engaged, relationship, whatever, you can
mm-hmm.
give all without any worries.
That's right.
There
That's
you
right.
go.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't have women or men, whoever, throwing stuff up in your face because it won't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're happy with what you've got at home, so all that it doesn't mean anything to you anymore because it's
mm-hmm.
out of your system, like you say.
That's right.
Yeah,
you got to get it out of
your
system. And seeing Kobe never got it out of his system. They got him straight off the basketball court in school.
Yeah, they sure did.
You know?
Yeah.
So he
straight
never
out of high
get,
school.
Did get a chance to even get out there, let alone get it out of his system.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know.
And not only that, karma knocks on everybody's door. If y'all
That's
recall,
right.
he was one of the snitches that helped
yeah.
facilitate Shaquille and Shawnee's divorce. Not
yeah.
taking blame off of Shaquille. You know, you
right.
got to own
right.
up to what you did, bruh.
Right.
But, you
mm-hmm.
know, Kobe was one of the ones snitching. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, what goes around comes around.
That's right.
You
yeah.
know,
people
so
don't
now,
believe it until it hits them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the main people that was telling his wife what was going on were the basketball wives of it was Shawnee was talking and one of the basketball wives
God.
Of L.A. or Atlanta. But, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
the ones that really spilt the beans on him. So Shaquille
uh-huh.
didn't have to do anything. And people have asked Shaquille, you know, well, what do you feel, this and that? And he really hasn't even discussed it. If anything, he'll just say, you know, karma's a bitch. But, you know,
yeah.
I like the way he has held his dignity about the whole situation. But again,
yeah.
you know, Kobe,
yeah.
you got to be careful on who you tell the tale because you
sure
never know
does.
What's going to come back on you.
He sure does.
Especially you
and
out
he
here
has
doing
to learn
dirt.
That
come
here.
On.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
yeah.
okay.
he was wrong. The bottom line is, you know, he was wrong.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
he did.
So, mm-hmm. and he was supposed to have corrected that after that Midwest incident with that woman. You know, so
yes,
she stood
yes.
by him then, and then he turned around and tore his ass again.
Oh,
like,
my
come
God.
Come on, Kobe. How many times do you think she's going to keep? You're embarrassing her publicly. This
exactly.
This is a private little thing. This is public where everybody knows your personal business now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we got Halle Berry in the house, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Is she trying to? Yes. Is she trying to leave the country with her daughter Nala? Okay. Berry says she wants to move to France for her safety. Berry has had to deal with stalkers. She wants to move with her boyfriend, French actor Olivier Martinez. Come on now, y'all. The two
mm-hmm.
are rumored to be engaged. Close friends believe Berry wants to sever the ties with her baby daddy, model Gabriel Aubrey. I don't think that's going to happen. Berry is looking into a bitter custody battle with Aubrey. A judge recently ordered Berry, Aubrey, and their 3-year-old daughter, Nala, into therapy. Will a judge rule in her favor or let her leave the country with their child? That is crazy. Okay, y'all, that's crazy.
So she's moving. Where's her fiance
she
from?
Wants,
France?
She wants to go to France.
She wants to move to, yeah, she wants to move
yes.
to France. Not necessarily
mm-hmm.
Paris, but move to France.
France.
Oh.
Martinez, he's from there.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've seen him in a lot of stuff because he's been in, oh, God, I can't even think of the movies right now, but he's been in a lot of movies.
Oh,
so,
okay.
To me, I think she's looking for another baby daddy.
I think so,
she
too.
Have a baby
she can't
by,
be by herself for nothing.
Maybe she
no.
doesn't like being by herself. You know, she could be one of those women that don't
needy.
Like being by themselves. Yeah, she is
yeah.
a person.
She is. She's way too needy. But you know what? Even though her and Gabriel were not married, and they have
mm-hmm.
this child, she's gonna be around him till that girl is 18. So she might
yep.
as well suck it up,
Yep.
And go to therapy and try and get an understanding with this man, with visitations and so forth with this child. Because didn't nobody
That's
force one
be
of them to get
father.
Pregnant with this baby. That was their choice.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless, it may be after the fact, but honey, you're going to deal with this man until that child's 18 years old.
And even longer, maybe. You know?
That's what I was going to say. That's life right there.
Mm-hmm.
That is life.
Yeah.
Gosh, Hallie, I mean, because they split up, what, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
And you already got a new dude engaged?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was even 6 months had passed good before she got with this Oliver guy. They've been together for about as long as she's been separated from Gabriel.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost 2 years.
She needs, she needs to get herself together by herself and get herself together. That's all there is.
Yes. Bottom line.
Well, you know, we've got Samuel L. Jackson on the front cover of the Ebony magazine, the Hollywood issue. Yes, Samuel L. Jackson is the cover story for the new issue of Ebony magazine. In an explosive interview, he talks politics, the president, and he uses the N-word a lot.
Whoa, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Samuel.
See, I like that man. I like that man. I don't care what nobody say. I like that man, okay?
Okay. Alicia Keys was one down-earth actor, too. That's one thing they've never said. He was a phony or anything.
He's never
who
been
he
phony.
Mm-hmm. Nope, he is who he is, and you either accept him as he is or well. But, you know, he's a good actor. But
he's
a down-earth person. He calls it the way he sees it.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk shit in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and if you haven't heard that bedtime story, go the fuck to sleep, you have got to hear it.
That is funny.
It
you
is
heard that
hilarious.
No, I haven't seen that one, you guys. Turn me on to that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to send you the link because it's hilarious.
Oh,
yeah, it is.
God.
It's on YouTube. It is.
Is it on YouTube?
Hilarious.
Oh, it is. Go the fuck to sleep. Oh,
what's
it
the
is
name
funny.
Of
yep.
Go the fuck to
Call,
sleep.
Go the fuck to sleep.
And it's on YouTube.
Uh huh. And just put Samuel L. Jackson, put that title, and it'll bring it up. It is hilarious.
Go the fuck to sleep. All right.
There you go.
I sure am. And that is funny. Okay, moving on to Alicia Keys, y'all. Alicia Keys' Broadway show, Stick Fly, is closing February 25th. The much-hyped show starring Mekhi Phifer and Duel Hill will conclude its run only after only 3 months due to low ticket sales.
Oh, wow. You know who Duel is. That's the guy off of Psych. The brother.
Uh-huh.
Of Psych.
It's Duel Hill.
Hill.
It's Duel Hill.
Duel, okay.
Duel Hill, yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I
well,
didn't even know she was
Alicia,
producing it, brother.
I didn't either.
All right. That's what I was going to say. Go ahead. Well, look, people didn't know Whitney Houston produced the Princess Diaries.
That's
that was
true.
All white
yeah.
movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A lot of folks, they didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Go
I
ahead,
sure didn't
Bernie.
Know that. Okay, get ready for Karate Kid 2. Yes, y'all, yes. It's a sequel to the popular 2010 film, which is made $218 million. The
Whoa.
Movie stars Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan will be returning. The movie is in the early stages of development with Will and Jada Pinkett Smith producing. Jada is currently filming the movie After Earth with his dad, Will.
Hmm.
Oh, Jada and Will are doing a movie together?
See,
all right,
they doing one together. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right.
That one. Because that's something, yeah, we've never seen the two of them together.
Well, they said they're producing. They're producing. It says the movie's in the early stages of development with Will and Jada Pinkett Smith producing.
Oh, okay.
And then
producing.
It says
Jada
is
in the movie with
Will. Filming the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but still, I want to see what she got up her sleeve. You know?
But, you know, the two of them together have been producing a lot of stuff, y'all. I'm gonna
tell
you.
Yeah, they have. Mm-hmm.
Movies as well as TV shows. That, they're out there. They're definitely giving back and also empowering the black community in Hollywood, to do more.
We have a caller. We have a caller. Okay. Wait. I hate to cut you off, but we have a caller calling in.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Lacey.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Christina Turner.
You know it.
Hi, Christina.
Hey.
Hey, Christina.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, we're doing the entertainment news right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do the basketball scores, and then we'll get right into the subject.
Okay, Linus, that's all I have on entertainment in my section. What do you have?
Well, I got Chad Ochocinco. I wish he would make up his mind. This boy is not going back to Chad Johnson. Do you know
wait,
who
wait,
you
wait,
are,
wait.
Man?
He called him Chad Ochocinco.
We messed up already, huh?
I sure have, Chad. Chad is changing his name back for his soon-to-be wife. The wide receiver for the New England Patriots is getting married to Basketball Wives reality star Evelyn Lozada.
Oh,
the wedding
goodness.
Is supposed to happen in July. There is no word on whether VH1 will pick up their proposed reality show. But, you know,
oh,
I mean, brother, pick a name and stick with it. That's all
mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
Yeah. He's getting too
pick
dramatic,
a name,
you know?
Yeah, and stick with it. And if they're going to be together, then be together, because they've been back and forth themselves in their own
mm-hmm.
little tirade.
I want to know if his mother is offended that her baby that she named keeps changing his name to ridiculous things.
What is his original name?
Girl, it's probably Freddie Brown. I don't know.
Ain't no telling.
Yeah, because I don't even know what his real name
is. Huh?
Oh, they have a baby? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about him. It's just he's always in the news with
yeah.
the women, then the reality mm-hmm. show, then off and on with this chick. I'm like, who are you? What are you? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't have a regular TV show. I don't know. I don't understand it.
It's too bad. So what is it, Christina? What, they can't pick a name for the child and stick to it? They keep changing the name?
Well, he changes his name all the time. It's always something different. And mm-hmm. I don't know if he's just not happy with his birth name. He's very, you know, into himself. He's one of those athletes that
oh, you mean Chad. I thought they had
yeah.
a baby. Oh, okay. You're talking about Chad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm talking about Chad. I didn't even know they had
he's like Michael Jackson. He didn't want to be black either.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Very
oh,
true.
Wow.
Very true.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He didn't want to be connected with his dad. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, Joe beat the black out of him. I mean.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. He didn't want to be connected with his dad.
Mm-mm.
That's sad when you ask a child to do something like that.
There
it's a
go.
Wonder all the kids didn't turn on him. You know, I'm really surprised. But it affected Michael the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congrats to actress Nia Long. She married her baby daddy, basketball Emmy Udoki. How do you pronounce his name? Udoki? They recently eloped in Las Vegas. They are the proud parents of a baby boy, Kez Sunday. Yeah, that's his name, Kez Sunday. Born
what?
Late last year. Nia has an older son, Masai Shivago.
Mm-hmm.
From a previous relationship.
Well, y'all quit giving all these old crazy names, you know. Let folks know who that Karen is, you know. I told my kids, I said, don't be giving them crazy names I can't pronounce or even spell. I want one I can pronounce and spell, okay? I'm from old school, okay?
And that's where it's hard for me because my name is Chabonet, and yet I'll talk about anybody else because my name is exotic when it's pronounced right.
And don't be forgetting the accent over there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know what they say, Chris.
Got to put the accent over the E, okay?
That's right.
You know,
Shebane Williams.
Yep.
Is Shebane Williams here? God dang it. It is Chabonet. Get it right. Yeah.
You should have told your parents to give you a easy name like Christina or let's see, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, I know. But you know, I'm the drama queen. I got to stand out.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. That's okay.
Well, Denzel Washington is set to star with Mark Wahlberg in a new movie called Two Guns, be coming out later this year. And for you folks in the listening audience, if you haven't had a chance yet, go see Safe House. It's a good movie.
Oh, really?
It's really good reviews. Yeah, so go check
yeah,
it out.
He came off on that one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's sexy. He was just, oh, God. He's the man.
He's the man?
He is. It really was good. I mean, Ryan Reynolds played his part, but, I mean, Denzel, if you like Training Day, then you'll like Safe House. I'll just
yeah,
put it that
Training
way.
Yeah, Training Days was good. I like that. So far, I haven't disliked anything that Denzel Washington has played in. I've liked everything he's played in. Mm-hmm.
And if you get a chance, check out his biography on demand under, what is that, A&E Biographies. It's really, really good about him.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I watch that. Very good. He is true to himself. He is an authentic individual and loves his family, too.
That's cool.
You don't see him in Gollywood.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
No.
So that's all that I have for entertainment news at this time.
Well, I do have a little bit of treat for y'all.
Go ahead.
And Christine don't know this, but my son, Yogi is his nickname, is going to have another baby.
Aw, he's going to be a daddy again.
He's going to be a daddy again. Mm-hmm. So he's excited. I'm excited. Everybody around me is excited. I'm going to be a girl this time.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But I think he's a good father. He's a great father to that boy of his.
Yes, I think
congratulations to Yogi and Desiree.
Yes, congratulations, Yogi and Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
Your new baby coming. Malika will hopefully have a little sister.
Yeah, hopefully. If not, he'll be all right, Yogi said. He said, you're all right. If it's a boy or a girl, he's going to be happy because he's going to have a playmate. I said, yeah, just don't let him pull her hair. Yeah, because he'll probably pull her hair and say, Daddy did it.
And not
he's
only
so
that, he's
like
going to be a protective brother.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
he sure is. But that's a little bit of news I wanted to let you guys know.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm going to wrap up these sports scores so we can go to break real fast.
Okay.
Anybody caught the games yesterday? The Spurs beat the Clippers in overtime, 103-100. The Nets beat the Bulls, 97-85. The Warriors the Grizzlies beat the Warriors, 104-103. And the Trailblazers beat the Hawks, 97-77.
Ooh. Good game.
They'd be having like 10 games in one night. I can't keep up.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand
they're trying to make up.
Yeah.
But
it still is crazy. And if you caught any games today, the Knicks beat the Mavericks 104-97. The Heat beat the Magic 90-78. And we got halftime. The Cavaliers are beating the Kings 50-49. The Pistons are beating the Celtics 55-42. Pacers are beating the Bobcats 53-33. And the Rockets and the Jazz are in the first quarter, 16-14 Jazz lead.
Wow.
Okay.
Good
Rockets
game.
Yes, indeedy. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back, and we will get into our subject tonight of Law and Order. No, not the show. But we're just talking about the legal system, crime, youth and crime, officers, corrections officers, the judicial system. We're hitting it all today. And just call in. The number is 646-727-2914 and give your opinion. You know, you can give it about Washington State, your city, your county, or just nationally, because right now it is crazy when it comes to crime.
We sure is.
So we will be right back.
All right. See y'all in five.
You're playing a game. You know what you got is what I need. Oh, yes, indeed. When you give it up, it's only enough to make me see. Ooh-wee. That you're playing a game, it's so plain. You want me to win. Girl, I'll play whatever you say. If love is the end, playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Just you and me. Playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Nobody but you.
We're back.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the topic today we are talking about is law and order and everybody's opinions on it. And, boy, you can touch any and every area of law and order.
Hmm.
But we could start with what is going on with Seattle. Right now, it's hot on the weekends between Pioneer Square, Belltown, and now the Soto District. There seems to be shootings every weekend that's going
mm-hmm.
on. And,
yeah,
Christina, if you
that.
Could speak more on this, because I know you have more knowledge of what's going on in that area. You know, is it minorities? Is it the African-Americans? Is it the Asians? Is it youth, you know, that's doing this? And it seems to be over corny stuff that, you know, these things are happening. I mean, prime example, me and Christina had went out a couple of weeks ago and went to the spot, Citrus, and
mm-hmm.
immediately we could just tell something wasn't right. And it was
mm-hmm.
actually after the Mike Epps concert. This was supposed to be the after party.
Wow.
And off back, Chris had already could tell three cars that were
mm-hmm.
in front of us was just hooded out.
Wow.
And then we had asked a few ladies, you know, how the scene was. And, you know, we got a variety of answers. Yeah, it's cool. Then, no, it's not cool. But we just knew something wasn't right. So we left.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended
mm-hmm.
up going to my cousin's birthday party at another place in Seattle. And then
mm-hmm.
next thing I know, Christina calls me Sunday. Did you hear about what happened at Citrus? And I honestly didn't. And she tells me it got shot up. Well, not so much Citrus got shot up, but there was a shooting that took place there.
Oh, wow.
And two groups had gotten into a fight?
Mm-hmm. Two groups had gotten into an altercation inside the club, and then they
mm-hmm.
took it outside, and shots were fired. And there were a couple people that were hit.
Are they okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Oh,
now,
gosh,
then there was another shooting. Demita was telling me about it in the
mm-hmm.
Soto District, Chris. Not...
Yeah,
was that last weekend that took place?
There's been several shootings at the Soto District. There's been several shootings in the Belltown area. And it's all like, it's the young kids. It's, you know, the fresh 21, 22-year-olds that are
mm-hmm.
doing all the mayhem.
Wow. I wonder what's happening.
Now, are these supposedly gang members or people just trying to be badass?
I think it's just people just trying to be badasses.
Okay.
I mean, this past weekend we worked Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work last night, but we were working Friday night. They got four guns off of people.
Wow.
In the Belltown area. It's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about this generation that they feel like weapons is the solution to everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel like that's the only way that they can solve an issue they may have with another person.
Wow.
Chris, let me ask you something. Do you feel, because you're out there every day, do you feel the generation now that are in their 20s, do you feel like they are way more violent than, say, the generation of the 30s?
Oh, absolutely.
10 years back?
Absolutely. I think it's definitely gotten a lot worse. And you know what? I mean, people, I don't know if I want to blame it on their upraising. I don't know what happened with their home life, which definitely could be a part of it. You know, these days, I mean, this generation has more of the single-parent household.
Yeah.
I think that has an effect on it. You know, the single parent is the sole breadwinner, so is working all the time, so leaves the kids to do whatever they want.
Fend for themselves, pretty much.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if it's that. I don't know if, you know, kids these days, they don't have respect for anybody, authority or otherwise.
Right.
So,
now, see,
I don't
now
know
that's
what
my question.
I'm honest. I mean, I'm baffled myself.
Yeah,
I know
Chabonet
and I, like, Chabonet and I, we weren't raised that way.
No.
At all.
We weren't.
No.
Mm-mm.
And when I was coming up, I wasn't raised that way, and I sure as hell didn't raise my kids that way. You know, and
no,
I was
and
a single parent. Lennis was a single
exactly.
parent. Exactly. You know?
That's how we were. Same deal with Christina's parents. I mean, mom. And it wasn't like we didn't cut up in our time, you know, when
we
were young.
Did you think,
and we did, but we. And I'm not justifying what we've done, but it was just a different setting. I mean, we didn't think. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were guns in our time. Yeah, there was. But it wasn't to this level. I mean, when we were coming around, people were still getting them up. I'm not saying that's a better solution, fist to fist. But, I mean, you just took that ass whooping and you kept it pushing. You know, these kids are just
and they don't hold,
this
they
time.
They didn't hold grudges then. Nowadays, they're holding grudges.
But, yeah, but it's just like everybody wants to pull a gun. And Christina's right. I agree with her where this generation, they just seem to have no respect whatsoever.
They really don't.
With you, Chris, I know you're out there firsthand seeing it. Me being at the courts, in the courts, I see it as well, where they just come in with attitude. And I'm like, are you kidding me, kid? You put yourself in this position.
That's right.
There were other options
they
for you to walk
themselves.
Away.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But you're coming in mad at the world and us for your situation. I mean, you know, Chris, my question to you, is it they just don't fear the police officers, the aftermath, the time in prison? I mean, when you guys are dealing with these people, is it just no fear in their eyes whatsoever, what they've done or what they're getting ready to deal with?
I mean, let's keep it real. A lot of it has to do with what people see on television and what they're seeing on the video. I'm a avid fan of hip hop, love R&B, but you know, all the songs that folks put out there, they glorify that life. They glorify the getting your paper by dealing. They glorify the tearing your piece, you know what I'm saying, and you know, using it because you can. You know what I'm saying? And so young kids who, you know, don't have or may not be in a two-parent home, who have no supervision in the house, what do? They're watching TV. They're watching the videos. They're, like, watching these black folks, you know, getting their money by, you know, being on the corner selling crack. I mean, that's our generation, this generation. That is what they're watching. So if they see somebody on TV in the video rolling this nice car and, oh, look at all that big old stack of money he has and look how he did it, of course they're going to go emulate that. Like,
that's
especially
true.
Our young black males who don't have a father in the home. You know, they're going to look up to a person who's got all this money who got it the easy way. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nothing on TV glorifying a brother in law school. You don't see no videos about that. You know what
I mean?
Sure
don't.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, that means they got to go to school and they already have a problem with the authority figure.
And, I mean, It's hard for a young person to listen to a teacher in a classroom saying, hey, it's a very good idea for you to go to college because once you go to college, you're going to get a degree and you're going to go and, you know, then you'll be able to make the paper. Well, how long is that going to take? Well, you know, it's going to take you about 5-6 years, but in the end, it's going to be, well, I don't have 5-6 years. You know, I want to get
these
Jordans
kids are
now.
Very impatient people.
Yes. And we live in a time where it's all fast food, everything's fast, drive-through windows, you know what I'm saying? So they want it now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to wait and study hard for 10 years, and you know what I mean? They don't want, and if they don't have anybody at home instilling that patience is a virtue and education is important, then of course they're going to follow what's going on the video and TV and, you know, go get their paper right now and do what they got to do right now.
Mm-hmm. And there's
now,
no
how
problem
does that
what their
affect
parents
you?
Would be doing.
Exactly. Now, Chris, how does this affect you doing your job on a daily basis? I mean, I know you guys are already on guard, don't get me wrong, but I mean, you know, is your guard up instantly as soon as you see the youth, you know? How do you deal with that?
Absolutely. And, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be taught what we call verbal judo, you know, and because of my age, I mean, you know, I don't know all the latest lingo and stuff, but, you know, I'm able to speak with the young kids a little bit and kind of understand where they're coming from. But it is frustrating, you know, because you know, being young, you think you're invincible. You don't think you're going to die. You think
That's
you're going
right.
to live forever. And it's so hard to tell these young kids, look, let me tell you something. What you're doing now is maybe cool right now, but I guarantee you in 2 years, if you lock up in a prison somewhere, it's not going to be as cool anymore, you know?
That's right. And be
That's
up in there like 2 or 3 years at a time. Then they're going to find out, ooh, this wasn't what I thought. I thought it was going to be in and out and everything going to be okay. When they find out they got to be in there 2 or 3 years at a time every day,
right,
then
exactly.
they start, you know, check, ooh, I must have did something wrong. What did I do wrong? Let me back up and check myself. Please back up and check yourself before you even get there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then my next question would be, is the judicial system helping or harming? You know, locking these kids up, is it helping them to recognize their mistakes, to become a better person when they come out, or is it teaching them, and I don't even just mean the youth, I mean just people per se, is it helping them to come, when they come back into society, a better person, or is it making them a better criminal when they come back out? Because, see, I have a passion for law. I do. I love law to death, and yet I feel it's not fair. I'll be the first one to say that. I don't think it's fair when it comes to minorities. I don't think it's fair when it comes to the way they distribute the punishment, especially between races and between men and women and the youth as well. So are we helping or are we harming? I mean, like, for you, Chris, you know, how many passes can you give someone before you're like, you know what, enough's enough. You know, you apparently need some time. And then, you know, are we letting them out too early? I'll put a prime example. I have seen repeat offenders of DUIs come through this courthouse, and it sickens me to see somebody in there for the third effing time on a DUI. So it's like, you know, I mean, that's my question. Is it helping or hindering?
Yeah.
Both ways, from dealing with the law enforcement and then coming into the judicial system. Are we helping? You know, should we have more rehabilitation programs?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And at the same time, is this rehabilitation or help, as they call it, working or not?
Right. I mean, I agree with Chabonet. Like, I'm on the fence, you know what I'm saying, because I feel that there are some instances where jail or prison may not help a person. You know, them keep, you know, in and out, using it as a revolving door, the whole, you know, prison system may not be helping them. I mean, if a person's been in prison 5 times, okay, clearly that's not working.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So something else needs to be done. But at the same time, you know, that's the only way that somebody may learn. I mean, like, I just feel like with Washington, it's such a liberal state. I mean, you, like, he sees the same people getting in there in front of the judge for DUI, and they're still getting off. I mean, if we were in Texas, it'd be a whole different story. You know what I mean?
Oh, they'd be dead in a heartbeat.
Yeah, right. You get caught doing some little thing in Texas, you going down for 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And for some people, they're like, okay, well, that's enough for me. I've learned my lesson. And I kind of wish that Washington was like that a little bit, you know?
Just a little bit more.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on that, Chris, because I compared, matter of fact, it was just by fluke I was reading this story of, it was a DUI that took place in Florida. And Florida, I immediately fell in love with the system, how they handle DUIs. Or, excuse me, not so much DUIs, I can never say that word, vehicular homicide because of DUIs. You know what they call it? DUI manslaughter. They don't get out. They get 5, 10, 15. Matter of fact, this person that I was reading the story, if he is convicted, they're going to sentence him to 30 years. 30 years.
Whoa.
And I like that.
DUI?
On a DUI, compared to here, if someone gets a DUI and you take another life, the max you get is 4 years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
See, to me, I don't feel that's helping.
That's
and granted, you can go to all the AA meetings. They make you go to a victim's panel.
Yeah.
They make you pay all these fines and fees. Yet you have taken a life that is now gone forever, and yet you have another life after 4 years. And who's to say you will repeat it again? Maybe you won't.
Yeah.
Maybe it's maybe that was the reason you had to wake up and you won't do it again. But what if you do? What have you really learned? Oh, well, shit, if I kill someone else, that's okay. I'll just get 4 years. I'll be back out. And
another 4 years, I'll be right back out,
Well, yeah, and that's the max. That's not saying you are guaranteed to get 4 years. You may only get 2 years. You know, so that right there, I agree with Christina 100%. Washington is too liberal, and that's where it falls on our politics, where they need to make a change, but it's not going to make a change until it affects their family. Now, once it affects their family, we've got to start changing things around here.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you, Chabonet. I agree with you on that.
I mean, it really does. And then it's, you know, and I think there is where people feel that they're not really doing any time, they're only getting fees, or they're getting probation. Like Chris said, they start feeling invincible, you know, and then maybe you'll go to the next level of doing something. Who knows?
And it could be the system itself is causing those kids to feel that they're invincible.
Yeah, I agree with that statement 100%.
Yeah.
Our system, like, for example, in order for you to even go in front of a judge for weed, you have to have 40 grams. You don't realize 40 grams, that's a lot of weed that you
that
have
is.
To be in possession of in Washington to
that's
even get a misdemeanor. So, like she said, these kids are like, what? I have to have how many grams of marijuana and how many grams
and they
of
know the grams.
To even
they know
get arrested?
The grams.
They know. Exactly, they know.
Well, yeah, well, just like, you know, they finally changed the sentencing law for powder cocaine to crack, you know, because anybody, I mean, people were selling crack left and right. Unfortunately, that's what minorities do, brother especially, slang crack. They doing 10, 15 some years, but you got someone who's bringing in the powder cocaine, which is in way more value than crack, and you're getting a slap on the hand? I mean, again, where's the fairness? You can't tell me that's not biased. And they're just now changing this. As a matter of fact, it went last year. It changed. But it was like how many people were locked up doing that? So at that time, you're pissed off that I'm seriously doing 7 years for a piece of crack, and this cat brought in I don't know how many pounds of coke, and he got a year? Is that – where are we helping? You know, where are we helping? Because, I mean, I think – they're all programs, and I'll say, like, for Seattle Municipal Court, we have a thing called Veterans Treatment Program for veterans who have committed a crime, you know, and before we lock them up, you know, they give them a psychic evaluation. They, besides that, let's see what else. Then they put them through different programs, and it really has been successful. We really don't have a lot of these repeat veterans coming. So what is it about that program that's working compared to some of these juvenile programs out here that I think are good? You know, they're really good systems, and yet it's not sticking. You know, it's not impacting their lives where they're just right back out here on the street again.
It's not sinking in.
No, it isn't. And we also have something, we have a thing called community court, which is like your little first-time petty, say someone stole a bra or something from Macy's. And they come in, you know, they run their criminal background. If you don't have a criminal background history, you know, what you're going to do is community service to learn your crime. And it has been successful. It has worked. Some of it, it has not worked. And, again, it's like, well, why? You know, why didn't it stick with you but it stuck with this person? Is it like Chris said, is it your raising? Is it maybe you just have no respect for authority or the courthouse or you think you're bad? I mean, it just, I don't know.
What do you think about those, Well, I have a question for Chris. What does she think of the program Scared Straight that they televise? But some they televise now, because I'm sure it's probably going on across the nation at various prisons or jails. But what do you think of that program? Do you think they need to do more of that?
I like the show. I like the show. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great program. And unfortunately, we don't have nothing like that in Washington. But what a great way to show kids what prison is really like.
Yeah.
Like I said, on TV and the video, they kind of glorify prison. Oh, it don't look that
mm-hmm,
bad.
They do.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if, you know, to take kids to what really goes down and how it would really be and how your freedom is actually taken away. And
that's
you are
right.
told when to get up, when
mm-hmm.
to eat, when to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I love it. I wish we did have something like that in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We do. I agree with that. I think it's a very good program because those kids go in so hardcore, and boy, as soon as they change them clothes and get behind the bars, boy, they get to crying left and right.
And them lifers come in there after them and start talking to them, make them cry like little babies.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because
yes.
this is where you could be if you
mm-hmm.
don't change.
That's right.
You know, and that
yeah.
is something we should have here. I mean, we're a very liberal state. Prime example, we have a defendant that's come in, and one of our judges, he's an African-American judge, and this defendant is African-American, and this judge has tried repeatedly to work with this person. And
mm-hmm.
you know what he told the judge? He's from the South. He said, the reason I came up here, because it's easy up here. If I was down South, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now, because they don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly
mm-hmm.
what he told the judge, right in front of him. And I'm
mm-hmm.
sitting there
yeah.
like, what?
We used to,
wow.
we used to, when Katrina happened, we got a lot of folks from, you know, the Katrina incident move up here.
I
we
heard about that,
yeah. A lot, yeah, we were stopping a lot of them on the street, and they, mm-hmm. just what Chauvinet said, they said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were up here, they
it's
were
easy
up here, dealing dope and all
yeah.
kind of stuff, and it's easy up here.
Mm-hmm.
They loved it.
Easy. Mm-hmm. And it's still
but
easy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. I really wish that Washington had programs that really, you know, made an impact and reached our youth. I mean, unfortunately, with this deficit, you know what I'm saying, in this
mm-hmm.
recession,
mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that there are a lot of youth programs that have been cut, you know,
mm-hmm.
because most
yeah.
of them are nonprofit,
yeah.
and, you know, they
yeah.
get federal grants, but, you know, unfortunately that money's run out.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. I mean, ugh, it's just our kids are, like, going through the cracks, and I feel like nobody cares. Our minority children are falling through these holes, and
yeah.
there's no one there to pick them up and help them out.
Mm-hmm.
So who do they turn to? They're going to turn to their friends. They're going to turn
That's
to
right.
the guy in the corner. They're going to, you know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
terrible.
That's
now,
bad.
Chris, do you think crime has risen since the economy has fallen?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Good question.
You know, people,
mm-hmm.
you know, people get desperate. You know,
they're
they don't have
desperate.
That income
That's
coming
right.
in. They don't have no
mm-hmm.
job. They don't know how they're going to take care of themselves and support themselves. So
mm-hmm.
what they say, desperate times call for desperate measures. And you know
That's
what's
right.
also going up is, I mean, a lot of suicide, too.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
People are killing their families and themselves, murder, suicide.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that is truly sad right there. And I would think that
mm-hmm.
the politicians would get wind of that and try to change some of that and get these people back to work is what President Obama is trying to do, trying to break that so and get people back to work.
Well, you know,
now,
sad, too, when Chris mentioned about the programs being cut, that alone right there, with the programs being cut, these kids that are out on the street and doing things that don't have no business, if
mm-hmm.
some of those programs were reactivated or even if they were still existing, that
right.
would give them something to do, too, where they just don't have all this time on their hands to do whatever or run around
mm-hmm.
with a
yep.
bad crowd or whatever
mm-hmm.
because
That's
they'll
right.
have little jobs or
mm-hmm.
summertime doing something or even after school because I don't even think that now the little fast food places are hiring as many young people as they are the elderly because the elderly are hurting for money now.
Yeah.
You see a lot of them in the fast food joints that they're taking the jobs that you normally would see young people working.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's true. Even like around Christmas time, you know, they hire a lot of part-timers or summertime,
mm-hmm.
you know, they get the little jobs. But like you said, because it's the elders or just adults, period, are
right.
out of jobs, they're taking anything which you would normally a kid do. I mean, come on, when we were growing up, McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
you know, Taco Bell, the retail store. I mean, we were doing, I mean, one, that was taught to us. Get yourself
mm-hmm.
a little job and earn
yeah.
you some money. You
exactly.
know, so that was our
yeah.
raising right there.
So you
so, but we had those available.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want them feelers? You better go to Jack in the Box.
I'm telling you. And work
no,
every
you
day
know,
until you get that check.
Exactly. But we had mm-hmm. those opportunities. So that's what I'm saying with these opportunities, or excuse me, Mom, what you were saying with these opportunities taken, our programs cut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are the kids supposed to do? But at the same time, talking about cuts, I mean, Chris, they're cutting cops left and right. So is
mm-hmm.
that affecting the streets even more? Because every time you turn around, we have to cut sheriffs. We
good
have to
question.
Cut this. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We need the officers. We need
mm-hmm.
you guys on the streets. Is
mm-hmm.
that affecting crime?
Oh, my. Absolutely. It's.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. What it's terrible. And it's interesting because one of my partners, we were talking about this the other day. And
mm-hmm.
And I, the reason I had brought it up was because somebody had gotten a call to go to Queen Anne because there was something going down.
Mm-hmm.
So an officer is on his way to Queen Anne, but he gets diverted because there's another call in a completely different area that they want him to go to. So I'm asking my partner, well, is there another officer that can respond to this Queen Anne thing because it sounds pretty urgent? And he's like, nope. Because
oh my
they're not hiring new officers. And, you know, he was saying how, you know, you know, the higher-ups are making it like we're fine and everything's okay, but
mm-hmm.
it's really not. We're, there's
it's
a
not.
Complete shortage. And if you guys, any time during the day, if y'all go to the 1500 block of 3rd,
mm-hmm.
3rd and Pine, where that McDonald's is,
mm-hmm.
oh, yeah.
It is off the hook, that whole block. Just go there one afternoon and just watch. It is
you're talking about the one across the street from Macy's, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I've been
whole,
down there. I know.
That
mm-hmm.
whole block, all they're doing right there is using drugs
mm-hmm.
and dealing drugs. But there's not enough mm-hmm. officers to actually go to that block and stand there and, you know, keep the peace. It's terrible.
Oh, my goodness. That's awful.
See, and then that pisses me off because then you guys are blamed. Well, the officers
mm-hmm.
aren't doing their jobs. You know, the
mm-hmm.
officers aren't around. But it's like you're there, but like you
mm-hmm.
just gave a good example. If you're being pulled to another call that seems to be more urgent than this one and there's no available
priority.
Officers
mm-hmm.
to help, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Whose fault is that? It's not your
right.
guys' fault. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So it's like, okay, mayor, governor,
mm-hmm.
with your salaries, how about you take a pay cut? How about
mm-hmm.
you
right.
fund the officers that we need on the streets? Because this makes no sense, because anytime something doesn't go someone's way, the first ones are, oh, it's the police. It's the police. No, it's not the police.
Know.
You know, you guys are
yeah.
trying as much as you can, but your hands are tied if you don't have the funds, like you said, to hire more
That's
officers
right.
to do
That's
the
right.
job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they're
Ooh.
Talking about just even in Tacoma. You
mm-hmm.
know, you guys know that they're talking about cutting those, you know, the officers and firefighters. I was like,
yeah.
you know what? If they start cutting in Tacoma, I'm going to start bringing my peace every time I travel down there. Because it's going to be crazy.
Okay.
It's getting scary. It's getting scary. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling. I was just in Tacoma with my brother last night, and what's crazy, we were going to dive bars all night. A couple of the
mm-hmm.
dive bars went to police officers right there. Cutting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not cutting. Excuse me. Checking our IDs. Now, they weren't
right.
at all of them, but the ones that Latitude 84. Everybody knows Latitude 84. So because this is one of the bars that usually does have crime that happens, they had the police officers right there. Now, here's the thing. What if the first bar we went to, something popped off there? You know how fast, I mean, how long it's going to take them cops to get over there? Because they're
yeah.
so focused on this one. You know, it just.
Wow.
Ooh. That's
it's
sad.
Getting,
and that's
getting
what I'm,
bad. It's getting bad.
It really is. And
mm-hmm.
that's
it's
what I don't
really
understand.
Bad.
You want to cut the cops? Hell, cut something else. Don't cut the police officers
no.
because we
mm-hmm.
need the police officers. And now that they're
mm-hmm.
getting cut, you want to blame them? Hell no. You better
mm-hmm.
write a letter to your senator. You better call
mm-hmm.
the mayor and the governor and say something, because the only,
mm-hmm.
again, it'll make a difference is if you can't get to that governor's house fast enough. Oh, gosh, now we need funding for police officers.
So
really?
Right.
You didn't think about that?
Right.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
And that's when the change will come. Ain't that a damn shame?
Mm-hmm.
When it affects them, then the change will
then
come.
Even though you've
had community uprisings and all this, and
mm-hmm.
marches and whatever, to talk about how they need the police and
mm-hmm.
to bring better government for, you know, not just the police, but for the youth, you know, all that. But until it happens to them, to a senator, a representative, or the governor, no. Then
it's
they'll probably want to hire 100 officers right off the bat, take every
mm-hmm.
and anybody.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, and it's not even fair to the officers on the street. You're not
mm-mm.
only with less officers, you're jeopardizing mm-hmm. the officers that are already out there.
And you know what? If they keep this up, I hate to say it, but they're going to find officers walking off the job and say, oh, no, I'm not going to put myself out like that and no protection.
Right.
You know, they're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's causing a bad chain reaction. I don't like the results of this.
And that's another good point. What if an officer can't get enough coverage? Like
mm-hmm.
Chris said, one gets
mm-hmm.
called to another job. Okay, well, maybe he should have two officers backing him up, and he's only got one,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking at 10 people in front of him.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? That could happen, too. That's what I'm saying. They need to have officers that cover each other as
mm-hmm.
well as going out
mm-hmm.
to the events that are happening, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
The scene of the crime. So I don't understand either. The mayor's got to change. Governor Gregor, you know, find that money somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
These
mm-hmm.
people can come up with $18,000 a plate for Obama.
Hmm.
Or $1,000 a plate for something else over in Kirkland. So, come on. If people got money like that to spend and be at these casinos, muckle shooting, everything else, put some of that money into the justice system, not only
yeah.
for the police but also for the courts as well,
mm-hmm.
state courts,
mm-hmm.
the city courts, and the community courts, you know,
mm-hmm.
county courts,
oh, yeah.
I was gonna say King County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Our firefighters, our paramedics, you know,
yeah.
we need these. We need these people on the streets every day protecting us. And that's what just infuriating right now with Washington State right now. It really is. And that's what makes it so bad is that there's so many good police officers out here risking their lives night and day. Night
that's
and day.
Right.
You don't hear
mm-hmm.
that, though. You don't hear
mm-hmm.
that. You hear one little bad apple, and, oh, it's the police, police
uh-huh.
are bad, they're not here. Really?
No.
Did you think
mm-hmm.
about the one they just saved from almost being raped or almost being
yeah.
murdered or taking
mm-hmm.
some psycho pedophile off the streets? You know,
yeah,
let's hear about those stories.
Right, and those,
that's right.
and that's interesting you said that, Shop, because those are the stories that you don't know, your people don't hear about. Like
that's right.
Like I said, for Mardi Gras, they took four guns off of some people. Can you
yes.
imagine if the officers had not taken those guns off of those people,
thank
what
you.
Would have happened?
Yep.
Like,
mm-hmm.
officers are out there every day doing preventative maintenance. You know what I'm saying? They prevent
mm-hmm.
a lot of things from going down. But like Chabonet said, you don't hear about those things.
You sure don't.
At
you
all.
Sure don't.
No,
and
that's what
they
just,
need to say.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's disheartening to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think people, if you walk in an officer's shoes, a correction officer's shoes, a judge's shoes, whatever, you might have a better understanding of what's really going on out here before you judge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what a lot of these politicians need to start doing is, you know, you think you know so much? How about you get down there and dirty in the gully with these officers, with the corrections officers, with all these people
yeah.
who put their lives on the line? Get down there in the gutter, and maybe you'll change your opinion. Maybe you'll try
mm-hmm.
to make a difference and do what you're supposed to do to protect the citizens.
That's right.
Amen. Let me chime in real quick with a quick announcement. Y'all, next weekend is the NBA All-Star Weekend, 24, 25, 26. Just to let you know you got to watch that slam dunk. Okay, getting back to subject at hand, thank you so much, Christina, for being with us today. That was really a joy and a gift, and we do appreciate you. I'm not for sure what's gone on the bill for next Sunday, but I know it's going to be a good show. We're getting down to the wire, so I'd like to thank Christina, our special guest today, for being with us from the Seattle Police Department. Thank you, Christina. Lacey?
Thank you, Christina.
Well, thanks for having
me. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And keep doing what you're doing, girl. Be safe.
Yes.
Amen. Be safe, girl. You know you're always
pray for
you
all time, girl. Pray for you all the time.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
You.
And thank you to my co-host, Bernice.
Good night, everyone, and thanks for calling in.
Yes, and thank you to the producer and switchboard operator, Ms. Chabonet, and I'll let you close out the show.
Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you got a 3-day weekend, enjoy it. If not, I'll be sleeping for you tomorrow.
Yeah, be
safe out
there as always. And when you see a police officer or a medic person, tell them thank you. Let them know that they matter and they are important.
Amen.
Just tell them, walk up there and say thank you for what you do.
Amen.
All right. We love y'all.
Have a good night.